She'd understand. Yeah, I like it a lot. Just don't go wearing it around here during drinking hours.
Put it down!
Look, man,
the only lynching around here will be done according to the law.
Oh, hell, Judge. We got the tar, we got the feathers.
What is all this about, Bart?
Well, we as the decent folks of this community will not abide by pimp gamblers and women of the night. Prices like these.
What's the going price?
$5, that's the price. Gold or silver.
Outrageous.
I'd be willing to make a special rate for you, Judge, considering that...
No, sir. What goes for my town goes for me. Justice goes for all. And justice is a handmaiden of the law.
Oh, is somebody trying to make amends?
Amends? What you have done to these gentle damsels. I accuse you, sir, of leading them down the primrose path. Making them slaves to passion and the dollar.
$5.
$3.250.
For you, Judge, nothing.
Get those ladies down from that traveling bordello and put them on the porch. You, sir.
Ooh! Get out of my way. That's the one
out of me. I'll catch you. Are you
lying? I ain't gonna sentence you, boy. But I am gonna warn you. If you ain't out of town here in 5 minutes, I'm gonna open court in earnest.
I haven't got a horse.
Steal one! A fast one. Remember, we hang horse thieves around here.
Spread out, ladies. I didn't mean that.
What are you gonna do with them, Judge?
Just bear witness. Bart, come here. Come here. Vermel. Right there.
Yes, sir.
Go on out here.
No, not me, Judge. I'm a Benedict.
What about me, Judge?
Switch. Ladies, I intend to steer you back to the path of righteousness. I hereby sentence you to 1 year under protective custody of my marshals. Bars open, drinks are on the house. I think, my dear, that you are a case for special consideration. I hereby declare you a ward of the court. Tropical. That's what it is. In a desert at night in the moonlight, it smells like it could be a teeming jungle in Africa or India or the like. And it makes me dream about this land and what I'm gonna make of it. Someday it's gonna be covered with farms and towns. There's gonna be a railroad. Streets covered with brick. Buildings made of stone 100 feet high. There's gonna be factories and slaughterhouses like I've seen in those pictures of Denver and Chicago. And I am gonna have a courthouse made of granite 4 stories high. So I can look down and see that everything's going to plan. And you can have anything you want. I mean, just think of anything you want.
A box that makes song.
A what?
A box that you open, it makes songs.
Music box.
Si.
Well, I would get you a pipe organ. What songs would you want it to play?
Oh, any songs.
You ever hear the Yellow Rose of Texas?
No. Why?
Well, you should have.
How does it go?
There's a yellow rose of Texas that I'm gonna see. Nobody ever loved her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more shall part.
Sing more.
No, I can't sing. It's cold in that shack where you live, ain't it?
It's all right in the summer.
Yeah, but it's cold in the winter and it leaks in the rain, don't it?
Sometimes.
When the wind comes through.
Only when it's blowing.
Yeah, well, it is summer and the sky is clear. There's no wind, so I think you ought to spend the night with me in the courthouse so I can protect you from the elements. Country's changing. The railroad's coming. People will pass by and look out the window and never know what it took to make all this. You won't know about the bear. You won't know about me. I guess it doesn't matter.
I'm going to have your baby in the spring.
Son. Make it a son. I need a son. King Louis XIV, King of France, had 103 of them. Man can't live forever. Man is mortal.
It would be the only thing in town without his name on it.
There is nothing worse than a harlot turned respectable. A reformed anything is bad enough, but a reformed harlot is the direct wrath of the devil. Seems that those who have spent time giving pleasure for profit are all the more zealous when it comes to dealing out misery.
Have you got a minute, Judge?
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind, Bart?
We'd like to talk to you about something.
Right ahead.
Railroads are coming.
Well, we don't think the train's even going to stop here. What with men hanging right out in clear view.
Don't get us wrong, Judge. We ain't against hanging. We just feel it should be done more private life.
Yeah, and in Dallas, they do it in a barn outside town.
In a barn?
Yeah.
Like they was ashamed of it? Well, I'd rather give up hanging. No, sir. The law says that the guilty shall be punished. And I say it shall be done in broad daylight in the open, not sneaking around. Like you was the ones that was guilty, not them.
But what about the ladies, Judge? Their delicate sensibilities. And the children.
Children? It's exactly what children need. It sets an example. Shows them what'll happen if they don't walk the straight and narrow.
Well, don't get riled, Judge.
Well, I know who put those ideas in your heads. Well, they don't deserve any opinions. I'll do the thinking around here. And you can tell that to your whores. I mean, your wives.
There are several reasons in advance for the fall of Rome. Decline in the military, increase in the savage hordes. But I got my own opinion.
Here they come again, Judge.
I think it was those Roman baths. Roman generals didn't even bother to fight their own wars anymore. Swam around in scented oil, lollygagging with the slaves. Stuffing themselves with larch tongues.
We're here for a showdown, Judge.
Showdown?
Yes, sir, it is.
By what?
It weren't right you calling our wives what you did.
I forgot what I called them.
Well, the word don't bear repetition.
Whores.
Well, they may have been once about a time, but today they're respectable married ladies.
Piss on them!
Shh! There you go again, Judge.
Oh, your voice, for God's sakes, we're in enough trouble already.
Like this, Judge, they heard what you called them. They say we should defend their honor.
Yeah, and they call us cowards, craven cowards. Said they're gonna lock us out of our houses unless you apologize.
Apologize?
They're hopping mad.
Do us a favor, will you, Judge? They're standing out there waiting. Go to them real hangdog-like, as though we made you ask their pardon.
Understand you have taken exception to my call on your whores. I'm sorry. I apologize. I ask you to note that that I did not call you callous ass strumpets, fornicatrices, or low-born gutter sluts. But I did say whores. No escaping that. And for that slip of the tongue, I apologize.